Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the hour. How's everybody doing? I know everything's kosher. I'm sure everything's good. Yeah. I mean, we all on this. Got this mic in front of us. I tell you, before I get into my emotions, just a hats off to the people that was involved in planning and really just overall had the oversight and for the inauguration yesterday. I'm not sure about you guys, but I was locked in. I was locked in. About 11 o'clock on in, I was locked in. It was unbelievable. We inaugurated the 46th president, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris, and it was historic in a lot of ways, and it was moving in a lot of ways, and I think America put its best foot forward yesterday, the way things should be, in my opinion. So I was just moved. Then later on that night, it was just unbelievable with the celebrations and how that was coordinated. So I thought it was a good look. You guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I had it on. Oh, I had my Chucks and Pearls on.
I saw the picture, Jay.
Thank you guys for the tip. Yeah, job. I had it on, and then when they were actually sworn in, I, you know, obviously paid more attention to it.
Yep. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was a good time. I thought.
It was a different feel. It was a sense of, all right, now we can, you know, move on to the next phase and see if we can put some of this foolishness behind us and see if we get better. Which I think some of President Biden's comments spoke this, you know, had the same sentiments to it. It's time to heal. It's time to try to move forward. And I'll just say it the way I said it yesterday. Now that we all know better, let's move forward and let's do better. Because I think we all should have learned something over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Let's do better.
Did y'all watch? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jay.
Did y'all watch the inauguration also like via Twitter?
Yeah.
Like, you know how everyone gets together? Oh, okay. Well, you guys missed one of the funniest days.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The
memes were flowing.
Oh, man. I didn't think about that. So they was flowing. Well, based on things like how people would dress or...
Yeah, what are some of the things like Bernie Sanders, how the camera panned to him and, you know, he has his mittens on and he's laid back sitting and then he became a meme. Like, he probably still is heavily floating around social media. Somebody like photoshopped him out and everybody has been, you know, photoshopping him into different like pictures. Like, I don't know. It was really funny. I love watching, you know, big events via Twitter.
I'm looking at one right now.
Like, black Twitter just knows no bounds. Somebody said Bernie Sanders looks like the inauguration was on his to-do list, but it wasn't his whole list of things to do.
Look, I'm gonna stop. I'm coming that way. I'll be over there by 2:30, so I'll be ready. I'm gonna stop through.
I'm looking at one right now. As you guys are talking, I just have to look at it. And right on that timeline, boom. It's like 5 or 6 of Bernie Sanders. Got to sit on top of a house with those mittens on and everything. It's crazy, man.
Man, social media is just so funny to, like, watch, you know, big events with. The jokes, just, they know no bounds.
So I am curious, though. How many of us know that one person that... It's an event where you should wear business casual or, you know, dress up somewhat. And we know that's how they're coming. They're coming in looking just like Bernie Sanders. Like, look, man, it's best I got, bro. I can't give you much more than this, my man. That's about all I got. We know that's how they're coming.
Church is the only place you get my Sunday's best.
Wow, man, it was phenomenal. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and check some of that out too as well, cause I kind of missed it. I was watching on television, and I was it was cool. Then last night, it was cool. They had all the entertainers and the finale.
I got no problem with you, Rich.
Hold on. I know where you're going, K-Mac.
Oh, boy.
I didn't get no pushback from nobody when I dropped that J-Lo out there during the inauguration. And, I didn't see Mary J. Blige up there. I'm just saying, K-Mac and J. Fritz. I'm just saying. Huh?
You need to stop pushing the fly girl in places where she don't belong.
I thought she did a great job.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Are you shit? Wait a minute. So you don't think J-Lo's... Okay. See, that's just hate with a capital H. All that just
hell?
Hate. You hating on J-Lo and K-Mac is hating on A-Rod. Y'all just hating on everybody. Y'all just hating.
Her ass could sing when she was with Julio's Vegas or whatever his name is.
Julio.
Whatever his name is. I don't know. I forgot his name. I don't know. The baby daddy. You know who I'm talking about. But y'all know better. You know better. Okay, you're right. Stop texting me her ex-husband. I'm sorry. Oh, oh my gosh. Okay. Her ex-husband. So thank you.
Wait, Jeff, you don't think she sung well?
No.
Okay.
He knows she didn't.
Anyway, K-Mac, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Maybe you was going somewhere else. You had another issue with me with the inauguration of somebody that... No, that I support.
So I am curious, Reese.
Right.
So J-Lo found her way into the inauguration to sing by some happenstance. Maybe her celebrity, maybe somebody she knows, maybe her contributions. I don't know.
Maybe because she's Hispanic. Maybe that may have something to do with it.
Maybe. Why? Just tell me why did we pick that song?
Because she wanted to show the diversity. What was God Bless America? Remind me what song it was. Which one was it? It wasn't God Bless America. It was, I can't remember the song. But anyway,
This Land Is Your Land. Yeah, America the Beautiful. Yeah. She did like two, right?
Yeah, yes, right. Mm-hmm. This Land Is Your. I think she was saying that it's her country too. So on diversity, it was all this immigration stuff going on that we've been going on the last 4 years. I think that's exactly why she was singing that song.
Oh. Right. So clearly it wasn't to show her singing talent or her versatility.
No, she's a talent beyond any measure. It's just Jay Fritz and Kevin McClendon got problems with her.
She's a talent beyond any measure?
In my book.
Okay.
I mean, let me live. Let me. Oh, and DC going to chime in. Let me live with my. Can I live on this? That's the hill I'm standing on this
you
hill.
Got you got it. You got it.
Okay, it's fine. Reece, I'm good with that.
Time. You've been watching too much of her block. That's what you've been doing. That's what you do. You watching too much of that block. I don't know.
But anyway.
Because you're not listening.
I got people texting me. Maybe I should back up off of that. But anyway. I just thought. I thought she looked flawless, gorgeous. And by the way. And I'm going to say this. We got Mike and Carrie on the line. What's the lady name? What's your lady name? Amanda?
Amanda Gorman.
Oh my goodness.
Clearly, so phenomenal.
Clearly the star of the inauguration, in my opinion.
Good
gracious life. Unbelievable. Now, is she in college or how old is this young lady?
She's 22 years old. She graduated from Harvard.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. All right. That answers
that was such an amazing poem.
I mean, it was. And they interviewed her last night. Anderson Cooper, I was watching CNN. He was just so in awe with her. Which you have to be unbelievable young lady. And somebody to watch out for her. She's going to do great things, whatever she does. But it's just amazing hearing her, how her poise yesterday. And that's amazing. It was great.
That was another one, Reese, where I said, oh, I'm not as accomplished as I ever thought I would.
It'll make you take all your degrees off the wall. You start going to take up another trade.
I said, well, let me go out here and hit these leaves.
It's a little early, but he must be up, so we got to go to him. He's Mike and Carrie. He's calling in early this morning. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Sports Shop. How you doing?
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm sorry, it's a little early. I'm on my way back from D.C. They called up my National Guard unit. And I had to go up and, you know, kind of patrol the mean streets of D.C., protect Nebuchadnezzar swearing in.
It's so
nice on my way in, just crossing over the North Carolina state line, to hear these calls for unity, where you got Jasmine taking shots at J-Lo. Right, you got K-Mac.
I wasn't the only one.
And why she was up there, and that he can't remember her first husband's name, Mark Anthony.
That's right.
Right, the one in that family who could sing.
Exactly.
Oh, you too.
And we.
Yes, sir.
I know you fell in love many years ago with J-Lo's assets.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice,
you,
Michael. Mike. Very nice. And that's probably true. Yes.
Beyond measure.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
I mean, sometimes I get a little hype. So yeah, blame it on that. Maybe that's a little too much. You think?
look. I'm all about the haunches myself. But let's not get carried away. All right. And then on top of that, she's talking about immigration. She's from Puerto Rico. That's American territory. She didn't have to immigrate.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying. She represented people. Okay, Mike, I got your point, okay?
Yeah. I guess Carl Lewis wasn't available.
I guess, yeah, oh, my God. Ooh, I owe you one.
Uh-oh.
Let's have some inauguration.
What do you do when you have to think of the song, you got to say, uh-oh.
But listen, I guess Fergie, they didn't invite Fergie either. Go ahead, Mike.
Very good. What I like is how these calls of unity and forgiveness have been responded. This reminds me of when Rondo hit Chris Paul with a tutu, then he wanted to move on, put the pass behind him. I got my shot to him. Now let's have a Kyle Gentler NBA.
Exactly. That's a very good point.
And Miss Vash Die Hurts herself. As I was going up to D.C. to protect the country, the politicians, never mind the CVSs that were looted, I wanted to protect politicians, make sure they were safe. I'm listening to Vash Die Hurts saying the Carolina Panthers need to sell a farm for a former Clemson player.
Well,
did I hear that right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
He's been gone long enough to where
teams have elite quarterback. Elite quarterbacks. Tom Brady. Oh, elite quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, elite quarterback. Jay Allen, elite?
Wait a minute. Who?
That's Jay Allen. As Jackson calls him.
I just sound country. It's G. Allen. I just have a country accent.
Oh, so this Jay Allen that you're always going on about, he's not the quarterback for the Bills?
All right.
Well, by the way, I don't know what's fully acknowledged, that Reese and I and Biscuit all said, put it down. The Bills
That's right.
Win.
Mike, I saw your tweet. See, they're going to start listening to me sooner or later. Listen to us, I may say. You know, the three of us, we've been pretty consistent with this, Michael. Thank you for bringing that up. I saw the tweet.
That's right. Listen, us Yellow Jackets have to stick together, Reed.
See, this is on the Romans guy. I mean, he knows too much.
Wait a minute. Would that be the Inslee Yellow Jackets?
Inslee High School?
Alabama State Yellow Jackets.
No, K-Mac, cut it out. It's the Inslee High School Yellow Jackets that me and Biscuit went to, Cornelius Bennett. And Michael, how you know that?
Wait a minute. What about the three of us? Remember when we used to hang out? Remember when we used to sing a cappella in the shower? In the gym shower because of the, you like the acoustics? I remember, Reed, you told me my talent was beyond measure.
like J-Lo. Okay, my bad. Maybe I should have said that. Don't say that clip, DC. Don't say that one.
K-Mac remembers A-Rod, a cheating carpetbagger, but you can't remember the name of Mark Anthony. The man was in Julius Caesar, for Pete's sake.
That's true. All right, Michael. Michael, right, thank you for protecting.
Enjoy the 4 years that has I think I saw one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding around in D.C. Let's be looking out for the other three.
All right, Michael. Thank you for serving and protecting our country.
All right. Enjoy the UNITY. All right. We'll see.
All right, bye. Speaking of UNITY, this guy, he always says unity. He's Shakai. We ain't heard from him in a while. We got Shakai on the line. Good morning, Shakai. How you doing?
Good morning. Finally, Shakai has come back to the sports shop.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully everybody's doing fantastic. Good morning to you. Listen, there's something, a little word association going on here. Olives, peaches, avocados. Come on, work with me. Y'all not up this morning?
Wait a minute, that's what I ate yesterday for lunch.
Peaches.
Some avocados with
olives. Olives. Avocados.
Oh. Avocado. I like avocado, by the way. Yeah, I like,
but,
I like that.
I'm trying to hint you guys, okay. I was hinting with Pitt. I was going with Pitt, but you guys missed the analogy, what I was trying to say. Listen, let's spread a little love this morning.
It's 7:18 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Hey, Shakai, I ain't had my first cup of coffee yet. Jeez. Your chests are hard, man.
Let me tell you something, Shakai. You could have given me a gallon of coffee. Ain't no way in the hell you gonna come up and talk about olives, avocados, and peaches. What do they all have in common? I'm supposed to get pits out of that.
A pit.
Right.
Get it? Pit. Pit. Let's move forward.
Thank you.
I was back to spreading love. And speaking of spreading love, Reese, let's go on down to God's country. The University of the People, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'd be very remiss if I would not state this was the first North Carolina Wake Forest game played without my beloved brother, the late, great Timothy Jenkins.
Yes.
God bless you, Timothy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Those
my
boys
man.
Came to fight last night.
Oh, he would have been happy most of that game, I'm sure, right? He had been talking mess on Chikai.
They were shooting up something. I said, boy, those guys were at the Capitol a couple of weeks ago. There might have been a lot of more bodies dropping. But I digress. But back to love. Caleb Love showed up last night.
Career high, 20 points.
I was waiting for it. And it may be a coincidence. You know, Caleb Love's high school coach is the father of the – isn't he Jason Tatum's dad? Maybe that had a little something to do with why he was off to a sluggish start at Chapel Hill. But I'm just speculating. I'm not stating. I'm just speculating. But listen, you guys got to lighten up on J-Lo. That woman is 51 years young.
Thank you.
Mean, what does that have to do with what came out of her mouth yesterday?
I mean, she's so well.
What you mean? What come out? She's an icon. She's from
ain't no camera. What are you talking about?
A Nikon camera?
She's from the same borough.
No, she's an icon.
I know. We know.
DSLR.
She's from the same borough of the Boogie Down. That's my favorite baseball team, the New York Yankees. Listen, I love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it. NC State, come on down to Chapel Hill if you ain't scared, because we're going to be ready. I'm feeling good this morning. I'm happy because it's a new day in America. And last time I checked, I'm taking care of some business. The state capital in the great state of Raleigh, North Carolina, is still standing tall and proud. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Shakai.
And what year are we throwing back to? It's throwing back to us. What year are we going back to?
Dennis will tell you that.
Going back to 1982, the last time Duke and UNC were not ranked at the same time together.
Oh, come on, somebody. I know we were ranked in 82. Come on, somebody. Peace and love. Let's go. God bless.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, that's enough right there. I have no transition, Jay Fritz. I really don't. So let's go.
I have one.
Oh, dude.
Okay. I
do.
Clearly,
okay,
Mike
good.
And Carrie and our boy Shakai this morning drank their Pepsi Zero Sugar.
There you go.
If they didn't have their Pepsi Zero Sugar, they were drinking Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. And
there you
know,
go.
You know they woke up this morning, and the first thing they put on was their Under Armour. The official apparel of the sports shop kept them right, kept them tight all night long. Let's go.
Love very it. Nice. Very nice. Very nice, DCL.
Good job,
I'm mad. You did that almost too good.
Color Park, Purple Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
He shot alone himself 21 free throws. Our team shot 20. Can't beat that. They shot 36 from 45. We shot 13 for 20. Hard to win that way.
Bam.
Wow.
Take
that. That is. Good job, D.
Take that.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Speaking of that, you know, Carolina. I thought Carolina won in 1982. Won a championship. Which kind of leads me to, I think we got a poll associated with basketball. What we got, DC?
Which is the best men's basketball team in the Triangle area right now? This is at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. So NC State, UNC, Duke, or NC Central. Can't leave them out.
Exactly.
Yes, you can. Central hasn't played since the 12th of December.
Okay, so they haven't lost.
That's right. Hell, State hasn't played since November. So, I mean, come on. What's up?
State hasn't played since November.
Duke's played twice since October, I think.
That's right.
State hasn't played since last year.
What are y'all talking about? State has played.
Whoa. Okay. We left after State played, Jasmine.
I was at the game. I know it wasn't in December. Hold on. Let me pull up their schedule.
See, it was last week.
It was pre-break. I know that.
Wait, really? No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, they lost to Miami, didn't they, like a week and a half ago?
And that was on the 9th, and then they traveled down to Florida and got blown completely out. That was on the
3rd. That's when Florida State shot like 90%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I'm going to need, you know, my teammates' help here, guys. I was cautioned that I've been rather inconsiderate in the plight of NC State athletics.
In what way?
Somewhat short-sighted, uninformed, and just outright disrespectful at times.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna be a better NC State supporter moving forward, and I'm gonna do better. I just want you guys to help me do that. Is that okay? See?
Okay.
I asked for my colleague's assistance, and I heard it within them to say, "Yeah, we're gonna help you, K-Mac. We got you."
Well, it's
going to last to the next time they play.
Which is supposed to be this Saturday.
Oops. Against Carolina.
Which I don't know it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen? Wow. Okay.
Well, because they've had those games canceled.
Yeah. But Carolina be ready, I guess, because they was ready last night. Well,
they were.
Most of the game. Well, Carolina was in action against Wake Forest last night. Carolina, UNC, Chapel Hill, 80, Wake Forest, 73. Caleb Love had 20. Points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Amanda Baycott had 18 and 6. And Isaiah, who was this guy? I even know his last name.
Musius.
Who?
I believe Musius. It's pronounced Musius.
Isaiah Musius, who was 1 for 100 typically before he got to Carolina shooting 3-pointers. And he just went off. He dropped 27.7 rebounds, had a career high. Davian Williamson had 27 and 5. It's funny, for some reason when the guys come into Chapel Hill and see Carolina, they shoot their best. They go off like Buddy Boeheim went off at least for the first half when Syracuse came there the other night. So it's really interesting about that. So D, what's this UNC fans was trolling Duke on the billboard with the billboard?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, actually over the summer, Fox Sports, they put up a poll on Twitter to find the best fan base. And so UNC won.
Oh, yeah.
And so did was they finally put up a billboard in Durham for Carolina. So trolling, you know, the Duke fans by that's putting it in Durham instead of in Chapel Hill.
That's what we do. Well, speaking of the big game last night.
Who did that? Class of what? Class? Which class? I'm trying to think. Which class has the best hate? Class 92? I'm just trying to figure out which class has the most hate. I mean, because, you know, that's who did it. It was class 92, class 89.
It was everybody that voted on Fox Sports' poll.
I'm talking about I paid to put the billboard up. I'm telling you.
They put
the money up. Class 80. What'd you say, Reed? 92?
92,
Who was on that winning team? They must have won that year.
They lost that year. Actually, probably lost.
They lost a year.
That's the second year that Duke won won the second championship back to back. So.
Oh. Yeah. That year. Are they still in their feelings about that?
Still ain't feelings about that. Roy Williams in his feelings, maybe not. I don't know. But here's Roy Williams talking about the second half turnaround. Let's take a listen. Last night.
Well, what we did is we got together in a circle and held hands and sang Kumbaya. That's what we did at halftime. But, you know, Andrew, it's the biggest thing is you shoot 55% in the second half because you get better shots. You know, Caleb took one running, one-hander, leg up, looked like an old man shooting the ball on the left side, and one other bad one. But other than that, most of our shots were very good shots in the second half. We had a lot of things to talk about at halftime. I think the second half warm-up is the most overrated thing in college basketball, except for timeouts, of course. But we talked about the mistakes that we had made, talked about challenging our big guys to get posted up lower, to be more effective, be stronger. I think I'm looking at Armando was 8 for 10. Did he miss two shots in the first half?
And 2 for 3 in the first half.
Well, he missed one shot both halves. So in the second half, he was 6 for 7. That is one of the things we talked about, our big guys being stronger, going to the basket with the ball because they had zero fouls. Mm. And we talked about the turnover. So I think the biggest thing in the second half was our lack of turnovers.
Wow. Zero foul? I didn't notice that in the box. Wow. Wow. Coach is right about that one now. So what did he mean about the warm-up? I must have missed that part. I didn't quite get that. I get the halftime, but the warm-up part. Maybe
I think that's what he's talking about, warm-ups in the halftime. Like, or like going into the second half.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I was like, all right.
Caleb Love, I'm not sure. The jury's still out on him. I know he's a young kid. He's a freshman. But sometimes, I don't know.
He said he started meditating because the stress of being in, you know, this slump he felt like he was in was kind of, you know, overpowering, so he started meditating at the recommendation of his mom, actually.
Oh, okay. He's meditating.
There's nothing wrong with meditation, guys.
Oh, I meditate. No, I do that sometimes too. Yeah, I ain't mad at that. I got an app on my phone that helps me through that. Yes, Calm.
Oh,
yes.
He uses the Calm app. Is that what you
use? That's what I use. Mm-hmm. That's what I use, yeah. Yes.
Well, look at y'all. Yeah.
LeBron James. So, LeBron James the one tell you do it. He do it too.
I've been using an app, a different app, about three years ago. So I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. But anyway, shout out to Carolina bouncing back. ACC is kind of wild. Clemson not as good. They got model whopped by Georgia Tech yesterday. So who knows? Who knows how good they are?
Georgia Tech ain't Georgia Tech. See, we fell for that trick. But Clemson is the Clemson, but Georgia Tech is not the Georgia Tech.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. No, typically January, February, this time of year is when we get, even during normal times, we really find out how good teams are in the ACC because we're like in the middle of the ACC schedule right now. So
it's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
From the basketball court at the University of Virginia to the classroom at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Deborah Strowman has it all covered. Now this professor and sports business entrepreneur is about to take you to school. It's time for Dishing It Up with Dr. Strowman and the Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio.
How you doing, Dr. Strowman?
I am doing well. How are you all?
Morning.
Doing wonderful. This morning.
Excellent. I can hear it in your voices. And so if you're like me and most Americans, you're thinking about inauguration, politics, and President Biden's call for unity. And so I've been reflecting on this and thinking about it with the sports lens. And this is my analogy. Let's say we have a new president, as in a new commissioner, whether that's from the NCAA, the ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference, or even the Big Four, the Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NFL, or even the NBA. And so we've got to change from the past. And so we think about three things. I'm reminded of all of these visits to the White House. And so now with our new commissioner, would you want to take a picture with the commissioner now? As in exposing your politics, because I'm thinking about Tom Brady. who didn't want to go to the White House when President Obama was in office. I'm thinking about Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He didn't want to go there with 45 in office. And so would you be willing to take a picture with the commissioner now? The second is the call for unity, part one. The call for unity. Should the commissioner, should our new commissioner be concerned with what others plan on doing with the former commissioner? And whether that's embezzling funds, sexual proclivities, or anything, as in you're the new commissioner. Your personnel might be involved in the trial, the court case, or whatever. As in you, as a new commissioner, should you just be silent and focus on your mandate or your call for unity? Or should you say, you know what, there has to be consequences. As in, if I'm not involved with making sure the former commissioner has consequences or pays for his actions, then it could happen again. And then lastly, the call for unity part two, as in, how do you now play fair when there are other franchises, other league members who don't like the new commissioner? And these other parts of the organization, the other franchise, the other schools, the other league members, they accuse you of cheating and not helping the former commissioner that they liked. So those are my thoughts this morning. We've got a new president. We've got a new commissioner in town. Should we take a picture with the commissioner now? Should the commissioner be concerned with the former commissioner's work? And then how do we work? How do we play fair with our teammate, so to speak? New beginnings, inauguration.
So I'll start because I had a couple of thoughts while you were talking. And I think this is probably no different than a person taking over an organization that was either decimated, torn apart, and then, you know, handed to you, or whatever the reasons are. You now have the responsibility of putting it back together. So you have to do all of those things you just talked about. You have to, in some sense, hold those accountable that did some things wrong and make sure that those things don't happen again in your new organization. You have to welcome those that were wrong at some point by the old regime, whatever that would be, the old commissioners, you could say. And then you have to caution those that are ecstatic about the fact that there's a change and let them know, but that doesn't mean you're going to get your way all the time either. That means we need to forge a new way collectively and figure out what's the best way to move the organization forward. So I think you have to do some form of, like, maybe all three of those. That's just my take.
Well, there are people who come in, who are brought in as CEOs when the organization has been decimated. And they basically know that they're only there for a short period of time, but they are going to just wipe the slate clean. So there's going to be a lot of firing. There's going to be a lot of change. And so when we look at the new commissioner, should he come in with that mindset? As in, everything in the past that's done, it's over with. As in, come in as a hardliner. Or do you try to extend the olive branch? I just know there's a lot of conversation out there considering what took place with the previous regime, that it was so ugly that people don't want to play with them anymore. In fact, they want to push them back into their cave, so to speak.
This is interesting. So, wow. Just real quick here on my part. I just want to paint a wide brush over everybody, because there's got to be somebody. Maybe there's some people that who really didn't co-sign everything that was implemented. They did it because of who the commissioner was. But there may be some diamonds in the rough there that can help your organization moving forward that you may want to reach out to. So I'll approach it from that perspective, because I don't think everybody's cut from the same cloth. And I think that hopefully people can be individuals in what they think and how they implement their job. So I'll take it on an individual basis, as opposed to just getting rid of everybody and just say, you part of that regime, so I'm not going to deal with you. That's what me personally.
I think I want to echo Reese's sentiments on that, just because, you know, a lot of the decisions are made just simply because, hey, we need your, you know, your vote or your say on this. And this is where we all stand collectively. So we need you to put your input on. And they might not necessarily, you know, have some of the same viewpoints that were showing up in other areas. I guess I know that sounds really vague. I'm trying to speak in a general sense, but I do like the fact that hold people accountable, because you talked about the consequences. And so, like, yeah, hold the people accountable that, you know, need to be held accountable. And instead of kind of grouping everybody in there, because I feel like when you do that, a lot of people are going to be defensive, or they're going to feel attacked, and that's not really helpful for moving forward. Mm.
So this makes me think about, you know, that old phrase that's oftentimes talked about in, excuse me, that commentary that's talked about in the Black community about the fox and the wolf, right? Mm-hmm. The fox is really sneaky. You don't know what they're up to. And the wolf is very, it's very obvious. I want to hurt you. I want to harm you. I want to eat you. And so I think during this time period, we saw people's true colors, right? As in, we know that you don't believe like I believe. But then others will say, maybe it's better not to know that your friend is actually has certain feelings about certain things.
I want to know. So,
I think people want to know. Certainly over these past few years, it was more comfortable. In fact, a lot of people said they liked the shining, the silver lining with this administration is that more people showed their true colors.
To address the first part, I would like to, I guess you were posing, you know, would you like to take a picture or would you like that to be known or to be seen with that, you know, CEO? I wouldn't mind that. I would also want the second CEO or the VP CEO. I want her in the picture too.
Well, these are the times that we're living in right now. And I think, you know, oftentimes we say that sport, you know, has such wonderful power to change, but sport is also the mirror on society. And so having 45, his administration really let us see some other sides of athletes and some of our favorite coaches and athletes and saying, whoa, I didn't know that person felt that way. And I don't know if I want to cheer for them as much, or I really don't like them at all. And so it would be interesting now. I mean, to me, when you look at a Joe Biden, even though his politics aren't necessarily, you know, 100% mine, I mean, he is an older white guy that just, it just seems likable. He's just so genuine, spending 40 some odd years. And so it's going to be hard to say you don't like him.
Yeah. Real quickly, you brought up one point, and maybe we could address this another time because we're up against it. I'm just curious, like, you know, the true diehard Crimson Tide fan to the core, love him to death, and how are there conflict that sometimes if you see like a Najee Harris or Devontae, you know, Smith up there saying maybe, you know, saying things about the administration or 45 that they don't like. I wonder how they handle that. Do you still cheer for them because you're a diehard Alabama fan, or you just he's not my guy no more because, you know, he's against 45, who I love. Interesting conversation around that topic. So I think that'd be an interesting conversation to have.
Absolutely. That's the epitome of cognitive dissonance, right? And so you're kind of playing it on both ends. There's no doubt that people grow up like the people who grow up in the state, and yet you love Duke, you know, or maybe you love Clemson. But this is your state. This is where your taxes are going. You know, for all the people out there who hate UNC, you are helping UNC do well because you pay taxes. And so, and then when you add the race layer in, it is very, very challenging for people.
Yeah, interesting conversation to have. We should talk about that one day.
Let's do it.
All right, Dr. Strowman, as always, it's a pleasure having you on. And this is so insightful, and it's always fun to be able to do this. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Strowman.
Absolutely. And I appreciate everybody thinking about this subject. Let's keep it going.
No problem.
That's right.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.